You're recording.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll call the meeting of the Community Development and Public Safety Committee back to order. It's now 8:05. And we're on agenda item number J.
So I mentioned previously the Mendocino, but I would also bring your attention to the last page, which is the Wolf Drive, which is the one we talked about and previously on agenda item number C, or letter C.
C.
Okay.
Listed wrong, but that's, yes.
There's another project that was brought up during the, earlier during the meeting. Which is the property across the street from Villa Park Elementary School. How is that progressing? Are we?
I think that's, the exterior is largely complete. On the front, I think it is. And I believe that he's in residence. The backyard has some work to do, but I think Bill's feeling that there's some progress made on that. Some significant progress. So the front, I think the fence is down. I think there's some landscape in. I think they're moving along that way.
And they're occupying it now, or?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. I believe he gave them signed off on gas, so that would let them go in here.
Now, okay.
They may not be in full time, but they're able to go in.
Okay,
and
great.
There's movement, at least.
There's movement, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, how long has that one been going on?
Several years. We'd asked them to have some progress prior to the start of school, and he did make that progress. So if you drive by, you'll see it. The fence is down.
Yeah.
There is some landscape and things along those lines. So,
okay.
It's not maybe where we want to be, but it's further than we were.
Okay. I know this isn't a development project, but there's the property up on Valley Drive that it's kind of on that steep hillside, maybe between Center and Lemon.
Is this the one that we had to do? We declared a nuisance and had to deal with that work? Is that the one you're speaking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had work done there because the owner has not been responsive, so we cleared the hillside.
Okay.
We have, because it is a safety, we have squatters living there.
Oh.
So we have red-tagged the building. We've red-tagged the building, and we're working with the city attorney about what steps we could take next, such as boarding it up if we have to.
Oh, gosh.
So it's a potential safety hazard. I mean, and I don't want to be too graphic, but people are using the restroom with no running water.
Wow.
So it's a safety issue for us, and we're going to take
especially with hepatitis on the rise.
But we just need to take care of it, so we're dealing with that.
Okay.
So we have cleared the hillside. What I've also attached, and you'll see it too, is the last page is a September 2017 building safety report. These are basically the permits that have been pulled in the last month through September 29th. So we have continue to have significant activity going on. It's the very last page here of your package.
Okay.
So we continue to have significant amount of redevelopment and remodeling going on. And you'll see that, as you can see there. So we keep our people busy, keep Bill busy.
Okay, well, that's all good stuff. Okay, any other code enforcement issues?
The code enforcement is a separate sheet we've given you, which is a listing of code enforcement violations. So we've actually given you, in your package, you'll see a 2.5 page list. With open and closed cases, you'll see the good news is we have disposition of closed of about a third of them, which I'm pleased. We're trying to close out as many as we can. Close out means satisfactory resolution. We've got them cleaned to where we want them to be. But that's an update that we're providing here for you. NOV would stand for notice of violation. And you'll see basically a description of where we have. Some of them are very minor and are dealt with very quickly, but we are, you can see like one on Mesa Drive, it was brought to our attention on the 11th and the 22nd had already been dealt with. So, I mean, there you get some satisfaction. Some of these are quickly moving. Some take a little longer, you know, and some we have issues with and we'll continue to have issues, but we try and deal with it. And these tend to be, so you know, complaint driven. We don't go out and look for violations, but they tend to be complaint-driven by neighbors.
Okay, thank you. Update on street maintenance projects.
CAFT is completed. We should be coming forward when we're working with the contractor, Ben's Asphalt, to get the final reconciliation costs and whatnot. So we're working through that. We have the sprinklers are working, things are done. The checklist is, punch list is pretty much done at this point. So now we're just a matter of, we'll be reconciling their costs. The onus is probably more on them to finish the costs. I'm not, if they don't want to be paid right away, I'm not going to rush. I'll let them come to me. But I think we want to do the business the right way. So we've approached them about getting it done and getting it finalized. But there will be the change order we mentioned about the tree, how we dealt with the trees. That'll come forward to the full council. And I can't tell you a dollar amount because I don't know any more information at this point. They haven't submitted it. But we have approached them, and they know that we're interested in finishing and closing out that project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Let's see, and we've other street projects.
The other street projects, we have a list. Our hope is to, we approved a paving maintenance list at our last council meeting in September. So in October, we hope to come back with the design firm to, you know, to recommend who would do the design and all that work. Because some of them are actually have some tricky designs to them, as you're well aware, on some of the streets where we don't have curb and median and things. So we'll have to deal with it. Anyway, we'll come back, we believe, in October 24th meeting with the recommended firm to do the design on that.
Okay.
So our goal is to have all the work done by the time we finish our fiscal year in June.
Great. And our favorite, the Henderson Way storm drain failure.
Henderson Way, we are still, I had a conference call last Friday morning with FEMA. It is in a review stage, and all they can tell us is it's gone up two levels of review. Literally, that's their comment. It's gone up two levels of review. So one of the things that's very, very important is that they tell us what's an eligible reimbursement expense. So that's sort of what the parameters are. Are you going to, you know, how far are you going to cover it? And what?
Yeah.
The CNC has come forward with some design concepts, but it doesn't really, you know, until we decide what we're doing and how far it's going and whatnot, we can't come forward. So our hope would be to come forward. We're not going to make October because FEMA's just not showing lines. But
yeah.
My whole goal would be in November to be able to come forward, which kind of brings us to a new issue because we could be in a situation where we have the rains and we don't get this thing done before then. So one of the things we're talking to the engineering firm is what capacity can it hold in its current status, and do we need to do something to shore it up, if you will, so that we don't have further damage and create a bigger problem if we do get some rains. Because if you're talking the rainy seasons in January and February, I don't want to, you know, we're not going to obviously do work in January and February, or probably not. So we've got to kind of figure that out. So we've talked to the consultant, and he was out the other day. We walked it a little bit and had that discussion. FEMA sort of gives you this time frame and says you have to have it completed in a certain time frame, but then they put on the brakes. And they are candidly very, 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 very strapped right now with resources in the hurricanes, so they've lost a lot of the resources. So we sort of have adopted an approach where we thought that I was not, at first I was calling on a regular basis, and I thought, you know, squeaky wheels, when they're in the middle of work, they're just going to shut us down. So I've sort of said, okay, tell us what you need, and we'll check in with you ever so often. And that's sort of the approach we're taking right now. Granted, they have some huge problems in Houston and in Florida that they're dealing with, that, and in Puerto Rico, et cetera. So, candidly, our storm drain is not a huge issue to them, but it is to us.
Yes.
So we have a very, very, I would put a tremendous amount of compliments to the landowner. She's been very, very helpful in letting us in and access. If it was my property, I might be a little more aggressive, but she's been very understanding. So I thank her for that, and we'll continue to advise you. But we're ready to move forward on a design proposal if we can get FEMA to tell us, you know. And as you recall, one of the issues is there are four segments. We are in agreement of two of the four segments that basically are fine, don't need to be replaced. But then there's two segments that they haven't weighed in on. Are you going to fund these or not? Because that will sort of make a difference in what we're willing to you know, propose ourselves and what kind of strategy we might have.
Just a point of information, does the will the project include the corrugated metal pipe that goes underneath the tennis courts?
That's the issues we're talking about with FEMA.
Okay.
And that's literally, well, it's not a full section there. One portion is fine under the tennis courts. It's a portion, I don't know how many feet in, but there's a question there, and that's what FEMA, and they have walked it, taken sets of pictures and sets of pictures. So that's the section that we're really interested in. Mm-hmm. I can't answer your question now because we don't know where FEMA is. I mean, we may have to address it, but the engineer says we might not. It depends, you know, what do you leave or not. So we're kind of working through this. It's a sort of, that's the issue exactly at hand.
Okay.
Is FEMA's determination of that. We believe it should be included, and they're just not commenting on those sections yet.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Are there any other items before us today? All right. Well, with that, I'll adjourn the meeting. Our next meeting will be on Monday, November 6th at 6:30 p.m. here. So thank you all very much for attending.